Wir wollen dann nicht wirklich.
Ja, genau.
Okay, right. Can we move on to action 6? Because the second one by one, and then we'll take a moment to raise your prayer. So the fifth one. Page 2. Page 3. 4. 5. 6. 7, 8,
okay, right. I can't tell you. And the cookie turned off. And I think at the last meeting, there was a proposal that we didn't proceed with that request. I would like to propose that we do. We've had a DEA meeting. Short term, there's certainly nothing going to proceed in the cookie turned off. Furthermore, it's in the rewrite process at present. So I make a request that we do proceed with.
It was myself that proposed that we didn't transfer, and the terminology we used was after stripping, which okay, and that's the way that the local community said that. It is on a D1 notice, there's an absolutely no interest in any of our public body, and there are people in Kilkeel who want to make use of that result, and that was the reason behind it. It wasn't to deny any of our group the seats, but it was to preserve what we have there so that we will have a viable facility whenever we eventually get around to getting it reopened again. This is why I would propose that we don't.
Well, I have a proposal and second and proposing to as well. Go ahead.
Chairman, to be quite honest, I would very much agree with Councillor May. I know there has been a considerable amount of activity that has spread to the in the recent few weeks. There's a lot of interest of possibly in the future, in a very short term, they're reopening the place within the next year or so. So I know there was a meeting, so there was, I know that there's a considerable interest, and I would be very much in agreement with Councillor Ryder in this, and so I would.
Okay, so you're supporting Councillor Ryder?
Yes, I'll sign that even if I propose to you.
Unfortunately,
there's one proposal.
There's just
one.
Chair, I'd like to make a comment.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
No, Chair, thanks for that. This has been kicking about for years and years, and this discussion about there's a lot of interest. To get it done in the introduction, I spoke to Colin Mall. It's been costing at least 150,000 just to get in through the door. Never mind putting any sort of equipment or anything into the development. So there's no funding available. For this project, there's no project, and as we wait, the seeking is deteriorating, and so you might as well put it to good use, and that's the proposal that I'm making.
So, what we're doing is reversing the original decision to have the gap there. I've got that proposal from Lisa Hell, and I've got a couple of ones to go to say, leave this what originally was to have
it. Chairman, can I just comment? There was actually a meeting held in Kilkeel last week, and the result was in attendance. All the more councillors were invited to it.
And
they have actually identified money from Heritage Strawberry, which was a solicitor.
All I'm doing now is the committee has been requested to the committee here with it, that we don't go forward with that recommendation now. All in favour of schools in favour? All those against? Those abstaining? Well, it's a funny situation we find ourselves in here because the chair, the 3-4 and 3-against for this, unfortunately, it's my decision to get them, and I must go originally with the original decision of the committee, and that's the, that's got my decision at the present time. Okay?
Some of the councillors are experiencing difficulties accessing the notepad over here in the boardroom. Is there anyone? All right, go on. Thank you. All right. Gráinne and IT said, so come over. Is it everybody that can't get in? Kerry, you can't get in at all.
That's
why
that question is so long to fire up here.
Sure, can I just check who has access to the agenda?
I'm on the mobile. I'm on the mobile. I'm on the mobile.
Many have access to the agenda. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
For agenda here, if anybody wants a copy of an agenda.
Okay, so
are
we okay to proceed on then?
Okay. Right, I'm going to finish off the exit 6, 7, 8, and 9.
Just a informal service. What's happened with the caravans? Are they getting sent more on social or what's happening?
Yes, we're working through the agreements with Hans Social. There's still paperwork has to be in place in terms of the removal of the site and the insurance of the
Okay.
Okay then. Can we continue on, kind of can I have a proposal and second about the progression of the action sheets? That's right. Okay. Have a proposal and second. Oh, lovely. Second. Thank you very much. So move on then to item 4. It's a Dublin Hitch bypass, art teacher, copy. And do it there for the open agenda. And you see here, what is happening here, the Bellingham bypass. What Lawrence wanted here, but I'm going to bring in Mr. Martin Robinson, who is the director for that project.
Thank you, Chair. As outlined in the paper, Council has been offered the opportunity to place an art feature on the bypass once the funding has been secured from DFI. Therefore, we're seeking your approval to proceed this stage to procure an artist to undertake consultation on the design proposal and then to develop the initial design concept so that if and when funding is made available, where could you go?
All right, Ken. Rob, Chris, where is
it? I have a board of the government.
Where do you have the board of the government? Have
no, I've got a three terms, it's a dozen here. I think I'd just like to second the recommendations. They're all overdue, at least they've got so far with this proposal, so hopefully we'll see that they will become a reality. Thank you.
Someone would be doing some sort of public consultation, then they're whoever that appointed artist or sculptor. Would there be a number of options, or?
Well, again, as part of the consultation, whatever comes through will be brought back to the public.
That's what I'm
From the Federation of the Bible, the Henshaw, from that.
Okay, we're checking the own agreement. Okay, right on. Can we write up N5 now? Right now, the economy has just come in for that, but since it's a problem.
Sorry, I was just going to go about this, but I ended up taking through the mic. I've got a recorder. And right now, the economy has just come in for that. In September 2019, I told you about the best of us, and I'd bring this to the in again. Personally, I think this is something that we should look at seriously, because this is an opportunity for us to promote Northern Ireland here, and put what we have built or what we haven't been able to do as well. But there is concerns about doing with different things in relation to it, but I'll let Mr. Robinson bring it forward.
Thank you, Chair. As discussed, if this property comes from retail ANI, manufacturing ANI, hospitality also, and to organise an event in the House of Commons on the 11th of September to really provide a showcase of Northern Ireland as a whole as a good place to invest, to visit, to shop, to socialise and do business. And as part of that, there's an opportunity for council to take a stand and showcase our own council area at said event. And really we're seeking your approval to participate along with the other councils and organisers. And also for clarification purposes, the proposal is that two officers will attend the event to represent council.
Okay. Any comments?
Yeah, sure. When I first saw this, my major reaction was I think we should boycott it, because here we have some quite up and less comments. I think that when I read it, I think the Chancellor there is going to address the meeting and tell us all how wonderful things are in the middle of what was essentially the greatest act of sabotage of this side of not only the economy but potentially socially and politically as well. If we are sending it to ASG, I think we should send our first citizen and convey the serious concerns of the potential impact of the way you write it on this part of the ship. Just to go and just pretend that everything goes in the yard now, okay, I think we sent the first set of the sisters to represent us with serious concerns. Very serious concerns. And it's not just people in the ship. We're hearing the chair, but I'm getting it all the time. So the fact is, investment decisions are being put on hold in this part of the world. The economy now is just recently, of course, that we're living in the recession. And you know, the chickens are the come home to this here. So I think that would be my proposal that we ask the first citizen chair to come to the delegation and convey a serious concern about the potential impact.
So you're making that a term of vote?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Is there a second to that?
Yes, sir. Yes. And then the second on that, and you just add to it as well. If there's an opportunity there to portray what we have researched as one of the centres of Scotland's the border in taking this issue this year, and I think it's an appropriate time to highlight those after the event that happened. So, I would support about the event, but realizing that we're facing potentially the destruction of any sort of an economy as heavy as over the last 30 or 40 years, and I think we should use this opportunity, like Councillor Stokes said, to highlight the fact of what we're potentially facing here going forward, and the damage that, first of all, Brexit potentially will have, but even more so what the present government attempt to round out the approach, which is no deal, Brexit, breaking all the agreements that were ever set up over the last 30 years, really. So I think that this opportunity to highlight that in such a way that reflects what this country's current status is in terms of its position on the Brexit issue, that we will portray that there.
Thank you. Councillor
Riley. Yeah, Chairman. I was at one of these events recently to do with the City Gate, and to send an objector or a protester, this would not be the place to do it, because it is a serious business. And it is about attracting funding for a strike down. Not only that, there are 7 Sinn Féin MPs, and while they don't attend the chamber, they do attend those events, and they will be there. And Mickey Brady and people like that will be putting up very forcefully, I'm sure. And the DUP MPs will be given opposite narrative. So I don't think we should get involved in trying to upset or annoy from this council, because we're a fairly big player in Northern Ireland, but overall we should be trying to bring investment on whatever we can in. We can't overturn the referendum result there without it at all. And we should be taking this seriously and trying our best to promote the area. As I say, the MPs, one of who represents both South Down and South Down, they will be there and they'll be giving their opinion on Brexit, I'm sure. But could we find out what your councillors are doing? Because certainly at the last one, there was several councillors there as well, and we did make a very, I thought, reasonable contribution. And it's just the networking that was strong. And if you're going to have ambassadors coming from all the embassies in London, what better way to promote our fishing industry and exports? And I know that people are saying about how bad Brexit's been. If you look at what's happening at the present time, the EU has done that deal with South America on fish imports, and a lot of shellfish that is coming in now and undercutting Irish and UK producers. So there's a lot of issues here that we need to look at very, very seriously indeed. And that's part of the EU agreement, that's part of the deal that was done with South America. And they've been coming in from Eastern. So we need to develop our places for our high quality customers. But we need to take it serious and not turn it into a gimmick. Yeah, and propose recommendations, Chairman. So the next thing about what else is
going on. Thank you very much. Thank you, Chair.
Sure. I've listened to both views, and both views are right in a way. But I think it's important, it's very important that we do any delegation from this council does spell out quite clearly that there is serious consequences to leaving the European Union without a deal. There's no doubt about that. You know, we can't get away from that, particularly in the manufacturing, small business, and retail, particularly in border areas. And we're a border council, and we have to continue to make them arguments at every opportunity. And I think that's what the proposal is trying to do. But at the same time, if we look at organising the events, retail, AMI, manufacturing, AMI, and the hospitality sector, and surely they will be making that argument also. So I think that the two views are compatible. That we're trying to promote our agri-food, our retail and manufacturing, and our tourism product. But at the same time, we're making that argument that a no deal is not acceptable to our council. And you have plenty of opportunities to do that at that event. And again, we're certainly in peace with you, are doing that, and we'll continue to do that. But I'm happy also with the First Citizen going to do that.
And it is a perfect opportunity, I think, to a wider audience and as well as that there. So like, I support this paper along with Mr. Cantley's expressed by my colleagues, and I agree wholeheartedly with the subjectives and the aims of hearing more than dining business. And as I said, I know we're up in uncharted waters now, but we definitely should be showing off our district to whoever wants to see us. So I'm happy to just go along with the vote.
I would very much like to see him here, Councillor Reddy. And we are going to send the first citizen yesterday, are not the anonymous in this council, and that's going to be a disaster. We would need to set the sound of all those views over with. And as maybe Councillor Sackler said, there will be enough there putting the particular views that some of the other councillors have had, so I think we need to send some sort of a balanced view.
Well, the first situation here where we have a recommendation from your councillor, what is your...
I think, Chair, with the two members of staff, use the opportunity to put across the view of this council to fix some things.
Will the staff that we're sending adopt the partisan attitude that they are going to support the SDLP and shouldn't be in Narrative on Brexit? Can we get that clear about this?
It's
very, very important. Because if the council can send staff to be objective and do their job, for everybody in this council, there should be nobody going. So it has to be done the fair main of class and chairman.
Chair is going to say that the point of this trip is not breakfast. The point of this trip is something that has been organised by a hospitality officer manufacturing the NI and retail the NI to promote the Northern Ireland economy. What we are recommending to the councillors is that we send officers to take a stand to promote Murray Morning Drive and say it is open for business. This is not a debate for Brexit. I'm not disagreeing on the Chair of Council going. I would suggest that there will be the only opportunities to speak against Brexit will possibly be in a private capacity, because the agenda is very much about speaking, and it is, as Councillor Andrews referred, something like a trade show. So, and that's the purpose of officers going.
We have proposed a recommendation.
Yeah,
as a stand.
I just think the director has missed the point. Certainly agree what you're saying, that you know, the ethos of what it's about. But don't forget that there's nobody in Westminster, and there's no opportunity in Westminster, contrary to what Councillor Hannah said, which has been. There's nobody officially in Westminster actually representing the Remain position on the damage that this will do. I have heard nobody speaking in Westminster other than Sylvie Hearn, who disagrees with this, right? And I think this is an opportunity to show the seriousness, how serious one of the councillors in the North of Ireland is into this. And I think that even our stand should actually show examples of how demeaning this whole thing is.
I'm not thinking, but these are the future.
Take the opportunity and ask the first citizen to attend with the council staff, and take the opportunity to raise concerns. As I understand, the General Trade Union has probably had concerns as well, or so they tell about a no deal Brexit. It's just too good an opportunity to have. I think we're not going to get too many opportunities to take this before the 31st of October. And all I'm asking is that we ask
the MP and elect it to do a job and not with an open health party.
I know the reporters shouldn't be. If you want to send to the debate, you want to go forward. But you still cross certain people, and they're going to get nowhere. I'm not afraid of the majesty of the chair here in the council. let's be constructive about this. But the hearer of the here tonight about it, they wouldn't think very much about it and other people who represent them. Now, so just for me on the face, you want the chair of council, the senior person and council to go, and look forward to some serious innovation through all of that and the place make that nice out there.
That's all I'm asking, Chair.
And the other one is to go along with the recommendation.
Yes.
Okay. Now, I put that in front of you now. So, those who are in favour of the recommendation, please show your hands.
Our staff are meant to represent all the councillors, not a one party.
Sure, I have already clarified four members. Staff are going to this for the purpose of representing the district and saying that we're open for business. We are not into the political discussion on Brexit.
How is Brexit going to be on the agenda then? It's only going to be for the chairman or something?
Yeah, where people.
Not chairman,
but
I think that's a good part. We have to get a conversation. Is this council adopting the partisan attitude at this time?
Thank you, Chair. Again, as outlined in the paper, you'll be aware that public realm works have been completed or nearing completion. In discussions with Department for Communities, there is now an opportunity for us to take forward a revitalisation scheme, and we're seeking approval to do so.
Okay.
First of all, Chair, I do welcome this. It's good to see you. I do welcome the involvement of all parties involved, especially the traders who voted on the work except the recent bench, and as I say, I have a proposal that the support the recommendations that's tabled before us.
Thank you for putting that out. I've got a second for that. Okay. All in agreement? Okay, thank you very much. And on to item 7. That is a very interesting item, so it is the first issue, but I'll let Mr. Robson again explain in more detail what I think is the golden opportunity. I have an experience week ago now, which is one of the big complexes here in Northern Ireland. He's got a lot of work in England, and he's over here interviewing for carpenters and fixers, and he got 7, so he's been. But all I'm just saying to you is that there's demand for these people now, and even in the tourist business. So I think there's a wonderful opportunity, so it is. Okay.
Thank you, Chair.
Chairman, can I ask, are we still paying that apprenticeship that we've cancelled?
Sure, that's
an education, so it is. Because we will send you, we don't get anything back to our country.
Sure, that's something that
has
to be
that
through
the subcorporate
there.
So unfair.
Maybe we might want to raise it at the next meeting.
So in relation to the paper, what we're proposing, there is a promotion of the value of apprenticeships through a week-long event to raise awareness of the benefits of apprenticeships both for employers and for individuals as a route into employment and for career development. So we are seeking your approval to participate and to promote across our own district the value of apprenticeships during that week.
Okay.
Thanks so much, Chair. And first of all, I'd like to ask, after the one of our council members yourself in relationship to that is, and are we in a position to recruit and encourage young apprentices to learn and develop skills that will stay with them over their working days? And maybe, as a council, we should be working alongside partners and others to get our young, your staff members and others, are those and others, and those who are looking to take part in apprenticeships. I know several years ago, in the old Down Council, we had a similar scheme to send off the former department in 2011 to take people off the dole, give them a chance, and can this also not be done this time? Because I know from previous cases, I've talked on about, you know, getting people off benefits and giving them the next resolve. With the council on these days, but I do welcome this apprenticeship paper. This is some of the place of yours. Maybe we could be working alongside the pipeline of apprentices on and give them a chance in all organisations. So, but I do proceed that I do propose we'll go ahead and do an academic, so somebody points that out.
Sure, I'll be second in the recommendation. Could you talk a little bit of clarification? This event's going to take place. Yes. In February 2020, is that then in Belfast or is it in this area?
No, the proposal is specifically that we will run the series of events in our own council.
Right, are we going to do them actually across all 7 DEAs?
Yeah, the proposal will be. We haven't given the detail of what those are just yet, that will need to be worked out as we move forward. But the proposal is that we promote the benefits right across the council area.
Right, that's right across the construction, motorcade, that's everything you can get involved with.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm happy to
smoke. Yeah. And, you know, there are issues there about taking people along, and that's not really so much about the unemployment situation, it's about people who see a career path. And there is quite a lot of serious work needs to be done, as we said before, you know, and the trades are one spectrum of that, there's a lot of shortfall. And I do think we need to talk to people in the trades even before this event, that feel that we can. Some groundwork will be done, and still that something then measurable will come out of it then in a short space of time. So, you know, that maybe that's the idea is, but certainly just not the people like to see you doing that before this.
You know, absolutely. The proposal is that we will now engage with stakeholders in the run up to the event to identify some specific things we can do to encourage uptake and to promote apprenticeship trends across. So absolutely the intention is there will be a lot of work done in advance, culminating in the week itself, whereby there will be a number of promotional events that we organise.
Because
currently
we're on the night on the bench.
I just relate both one and the other in relation to apprenticeships. I'm just wondering at the early stage of the council with the current one of the just the team to because we've got people who are ahead and other institutions that maybe that they could be given a chance in life, you know, to be brought out and taught skills that, you know, like, such as, you know, the horticulture and mechanics and everything, and maybe that can be looked at as well in the youth justice program, because several years ago across Bar, as part of the community cleanup, there was the youth justice agency and the probation service. We actually were involved with this in Crossbar, and there was a squad came out, and I must say, they were brilliant workers, and they just didn't get that encouragement to as well as the campuses. Maybe that's why I needed to slow it.
Yeah, again, we're very open to identifying the way the ranges we can on the stakeholders, because as you say, the benefits of apprenticeships go right across all businesses, all areas, so that's something that we look at.
Okay, right. Thank you. We have a motion and a second there by Councillor Anderson and seconded by Councillor Hammond to go along with the recommendation. All those in agreement? Thank you very much. Then we go on to item 8 now, and that's the Chair of Culture and Events. I'm going to bring Andy Patterson in now to continue to be to 8 and 9 events.
Yeah, Chair, the paper sets out the details of that take place over autumn winter, and includes details of Halloween switch to Halloween, then Christmas switch-ons, and the Central Zone flagship holiday and Christmas event. This really sets out the detailed dates and then service level agreements to various groups for delivery of these events.
Chair, I'm not enough to propose this. There's one slight concern I have with it really. Someone put it up. The £5,000 seems to be the same all the time, so there's, you know, it needs to double a wee bit, I suppose. I think it should be increased to £10,000 for the plan.
Sure, and you
would
have to mention that through the
process. Yeah, but what I'm saying here is it's remained pretty much the same for the last number of years. It hasn't increased at all. The cost of everything's increased, even though it's increased slightly every year. Maybe 5% or something that would be useful for those who participate on it.
Sure, that's something we'll look at through the race. So whether this is what has been set and agreed within this year's race
program. Yeah, I think it needs to increase the £5,000 not enough.
Well, that's a point, that's a second,
I'd like to second the proposal of the recommendation, but also, I do agree with Mr. Hannah. I think that we do need to look at some of the grant awards. I know they've been static for a while, but I know we'll have to through the process too. Yeah. So maybe we could have done that avenue, but as you said, second that. But also, what the other trends and values that are not mentioned, but are they being catered for as part of the process as well?
This is back to the Council of New York Committee to the structure for the main event and the towns and the seven towns designated. So regular events are dealt with through the programs unit, which is actually after the health community.
Sure, but I just ask about one thing, that whatever is in the service level agreements, that is adhered to. But I know some of the sorts of rent was a bit of discontent last year in certain at least one of the groups in terms of what they're providing, so that's closely monitored for the year two. Thank you.
That'll be the
end
through the
chair. Well, okay, then, just a thing. I would propose in a second. Councillor Hannah has proposed and Councillor Anders second. Are we all agreeing to go with the recommendation?
Yes.
And the minute.
Through the chair, yes, we're on that item number 9. Yes, so this is our Scottish Heritage Strategy. It's never sent out details of the new strategy, and really this is to inform the event and the support of the arts, culture and heritage sectors over the next 5 years. The large focus of this strategy is outreach to local communities to increase participation in arts and heritage, and increasing the economic, social and health related benefits that taking part in arts, culture and heritage activities actually can bring to local residents and communities. The strategy will be open for a 12-week consultation from September, really to get the views of local residents and arts and heritage groups. We've had a lot of consultation so far, which is detailed in the paper. And really we capture a lot of those views and opinions of the groups and residents in the strategy. So really, I suppose also just to mention, with the data conference itself, data renewal is a very important few years coming ahead, so we really need an arts programme that really makes the most of our assets. And so all details are set out in the paper, and that's the index.
Sure, on this related, we brought to my attention that this district is not getting its fair share of funding from the Arts Council. And just on this, maybe the officers are going to have this choice, maybe at some point, have a meeting with the Arts Council rather than to review to see how we can access that funding and go to groups that we. So we get to the point we are getting the first wave of the funding next year.
Chair, myself and name, I've actually requested a meeting with the Chief Executive of the Arts Council, and we're just awaiting a reply.
Thank you. Can I have a second question, would we take any comment?
No, I don't know.
Okay, right, thank you. Can I just ask you then, in relation to the support police myself, in relation to who will respond to people in that tree? Like, I don't know if you know, the people who are in the community want to make a response to this, the organisations, so who will they respond to?
So, as part of the consultation exercise, we will be launching the strategy online, and we'll be holding a series of meetings across the district. So we'll be making it clear through those processes who the stakeholders and community can respond to in council. We'll be dedicated to email set up, and we'll make it as easy as possible for responses coming.
Okay, thank you very much. I have a proposal and a second, so I'm sorry. You all in agreement?
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you. In relation to the items, I must read out for the next items, 10 and 11. These items are deemed to be restricted by virtue of paragraph C, part 4 of 1 of the Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act. Information relating to the financial business affairs of any particular person we have. Therefore, they respond with it. I think that we must go into committee for the year. So, could I have a proposal for a second of the Councillor Burgess and Councillor Andrews. Right, can you move on to something?
Chair, there was a committee on the proposal of Councillor Andrews and seconded by Councillor Clark in relation to item 10. It was agreed that the Council offered extension of the tendering process for such a benefit a new dog kennel contract for Stray and unwanted dogs. And in relation to item 11, it was proposed on by Councillor Burgess and seconded by Councillor Andrews that the Council agree with works that the NIA are going to carry out to ensure protection and management of the ASSI at Torella Beach.
Okay. Thank you very much. Can I just say the next is the next lot of for voting and the room is up there. Provided that we're able to get away as early as we are. So if I have a proposal and second that we take these for voting. Go perform the Council budget. Thank you. Very thank you very much. And for being so cooperative tonight.
Thank you. I'm really glad to see the meeting.